The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is, yes, indeed, Monday, the 17th of December. Yep, meaning there's only 8 days left till Christmas. 2018, all the best technology news that happened over the weekend. Coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Oh, Facebook. Again, you would think they would get this stuff straight by now, but nah, I don't think that's ever going to happen. So what will be the privacy issues this time? Well, apparently an API bug, yes again, a bug, has apparently exposed about 6.8 million users' private photos. Now the bug, they're saying, was actually present for 2 weeks, yet nobody noticed the bug for over 2 weeks. And this bug gave developers access to photos users had posted on their accounts. On top of that, it actually exposed photos that had been uploaded, but, you know, weren't exactly shared. That were just there? Yeah, they could also see that too. Of course, from Facebook's standpoint of view, they're saying that this happens when someone gives permission for an app to access the photos on Facebook. But in this case, the bug gave developers access to those photos even though the people may have not have granted it. Facebook said they believe this affected 6.8 million users and was spread across about 1,500 apps. They also said, "We're sorry," and sent out a long apology once again, saying it will notify users that have been affected by the problem, and that an update will be pushed out in the next few days. Nah, there's no way we could have ended 2018 without Facebook screwing something else up. Google Photos, you a big fan out there. Yeah, you get all that lovely space. You can just keep putting more and more photos there, and you just keep getting the space. Problem is, though, if you've got unsupported video formats now, you're not going to get the space anymore. Yes, Google Photos will now no longer let you upload unsupported video formats. Basically because of all those people out there have been taking advantage of that free space. Yeah, there's always somebody out there to ruin it for the rest of us. Now, granted, it is a small change, and it won't affect most of us. As we all know, Google Photos actually already supports MPG, MOD, MMV, TOD, WMV, ASF, AVI, DivX, MOV, M4V. This is going to go on for a while, so just bear with me. 3PG, 3G2, MP4, M2T, M2TS, MTS, and MKV files. Really? I didn't know that. They support MKV files. Cool. Meaning the RAW and VOB files? Yeah, those are the ones that are going to say no, 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 no. Those take up a lot of room. So yes, you can have a little sigh of relief now. You still get a bunch of free unlimited storage with Google saying basically we own your soul. Ah, Cydia. Just the name takes us back to those old heydays of jailbreaking an iPhone. In fact, Cydia was so popular one time, that's why people did jailbreak their iPhones to get access basically to a whole new app store. And of course, as it grew more and more in popularity, they also had a way for developers to make some money. Yep, they had purchases in the Cydia, but apparently that's not going to be happening anymore. And really because of the jailbreaking community, yeah, there's not too many of you out there anymore. No more Cydia purchases for iOS jailbreak devices. Now, so far, we're not going to be seeing the thing shutting down entirely. In fact, Mr. Freeman, yeah, you might know he's the one that's kind of running Cydia over there, says he has enough to keep the repositories up and running. He has a few new jobs, so I guess it's helped paying for it. Though I gotta say, I'm not hearing a whole lot of confidence coming from the Cydia camp. 2019 could definitely be an interesting year if you're still into jailbreaking your iOS device. And finally, yes, our crap for Christmas today is so cute and cuddly. But don't be deceived by all that cute and cuddliness. No, this parrot just loves to swear. Probably the reason why they call it the Swearing Parrot Keyring. Yes, Polly, that's the name of the parrot. How original. Apparently swears so much up and down that this gift will be perfect to give out there to anybody that just loves to swear so much. And no, we're not talking about damn or hell. Nah, not those kind of words. We're talking about down and dirty parrot. At swearing. You know, things like, Polly wants a cracker. No, seriously, that's what this thing says. The parrot will even say, "Hey you, go f*** yourself." And so many more lovely swearing phrases. So if you got a friend out there that's just a big old potty mouth, head on over to findmeagift.co.uk, search for Swearing Parrot Keyring, and you're set to go. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, of course, for the British Tech Network. That is where you can find everything that's happening with British Tech. Also, you can find us over there on Facebook, too, and Instagram, British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Twitter at British Tech. And, of course, we've still got our Slack room with our BTN community that's getting bigger and bigger every day. And we'd love for you to come on over and be a part of it. So do it right now. BritishTech.slack.com. Come and join us. We'd love to see you over there. Now, the news show will be back tomorrow. It will be our final episode for this year. Got a little Christmas special for you guys and gals coming up tomorrow. So I do hope you can tune in and download or do whatever you do to get the show. But until tomorrow, I hope you have a fantastic Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.